Blog Talk Radio.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political and cultural time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. History tells of people where they have been and what they have been, where they are and what they are. Most important, history tells a people where they still must go, what they still must be. The relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
She's making a loud noise, I wonder. Okay, you
can
on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you on.
Can you hear me yeah. on this, on coming through the computer?
Yeah, you on the air.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, because I thought I had to be on my phone to come through, and
are
I was a little confused. Awesome, awesome. Well, happy Monday, everybody. I hope that your week is off to a good start, and if not, I hope that if you're listening now, I'm able to redirect the ripple in your life. I want to welcome you to Black Sister Talk, where you can breathe. I'm your host, Yolanda Chambers, your therapist, favorite therapist, bringing you yet another unfiltered, candid conversation. Today's conversation will serve as an introduction to the type of content that will follow in future episodes. So enough is enough. Let's get right into it. Black sister, are you comfortable in the skin that you are in? Now, I know that sounds like a rhetorical question, but see, not here on Black Sister Talk, because this is a space for my sisters to be able to talk about these types of issues, as it becomes very, very smothering sometimes to live in our skin and to be who we are. And so I want you to know that here is a place where you can let down your guard, not focus on switching codes, not worry about what your boss is going to say or what somebody else thinking about you. See, here we can be just who we are, ourselves. And I know you probably over there saying, way to go, LaWanda. Most, at least, most are probably thinking, why are you getting so deep? It's just an introduction. But I chose to start here because I see this journey of being in our own skin as a lifelong journey where we can learn, where we can see how we grow. And, yeah, we'll mess up, and we'll get it right sometimes, and we may mess up again another time. But here I want you to know I can show you that gratitude and help you to realize it's okay and help you to see that you can continue to be in just that, your own skin. How can I talk about healing before meeting you where you are and inviting you into the territory that may seem a little bit unfamiliar, but it's yourself. And so if anything at all, Black sister, I want to help you to become more aware about the rhetorical things that, hey, you may have not been able to answer, or you may have been stuck in thinking, I don't fit in that place. Well, this is a place you will fit in. I want you to feel comfortable coming here and sharing your ideas and talking to me and asking me questions. I didn't lead with being a professional counselor because I am more than just a professional counselor. Black sister, I am you, and you are me. And so I will represent you how you should represent me and show you the respect and the love that you deserve. And so I challenge you to come here on Saturdays and check out my channel and join these conversations and be free to be you, sister. Be free to be you unapologetically. Now, comfortable in the skin that you are in, that doesn't happen overnight. It is a journey of loving yourself and loving yourself again, and maybe you'll hate yourself again somewhere in there, but that's okay. We will work on loving ourselves the next day if we couldn't do it on today. Now, this show today was just to do an introduction, just to get you to understand who I am a little bit and what this show is about. You may hear lots of different noises and lots of different pauses in between, but that's just me learning this thing. And so take it as part of the learning experience. And being able to share that with you right now in this moment is just a blessing. So, back to being comfortable in the scene you are in. Many different situations, people, places, and things can hinder that process. But if anything at all, I would challenge you to be open to becoming more aware and trusting yourself as you push forward. Okay, so I don't have a lot of time to go into great detail about this subject, but I just chose it as a quick opportunity to bring it up and ask you that rhetorical question so that in the future, when you are able to come back to the full show that discusses this topic, you will be able to answer that rhetorical question, and it will no longer be rhetorical. It will be open to the discussion and open to your feelings and open to your opinions. And, ooh, what, this was my experience, Ms. Chambers. I was just feeling so down, and I didn't know where to turn. I want you to be able to turn here because Black Sister Talk is a community therapy platform. I'm not here to therapize you. I'm here to listen to you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to provide you with resources. I'm here to be that shoulder to lean on. Some people may not have that, so I invite you to lean on mine. So, let's talk a little bit about a few of the shows that we're going to have on the air in the coming weeks. Now, our first show will be August 21st, and the show usually airs on Saturdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. And so that first show on August 21st will discuss community issues. Divided we will fall. Together, so much can be accomplished. Black Sister Talk addresses giving back to the community, addressing crime, resources, and mental health. How do you make an impact in your household and your community? Is there anything that you could be doing differently? If so, let's talk about it. And if unsure, let's talk about what you're doing now that's working and what you feel you may need some work on. This conversation brings up many different things that I can attest to you that need to be discussed, especially as it relates to the crime and the mental health needs in our communities. And I'm not just looking at Milwaukee communities. I'm thinking about community. Really well-versed in the Midwest, thinking about, you know, the Indianas, the Wisconsins, the Chicagos, the Detroits, but also thinking about the Atlantas and thinking about the Memphis and the Alabama communities. I'm able to talk about those communities in particular because I happen to know people that live in all those communities. So you are only as knowledgeable as your experiences. So I would not sit here and tell you something about New York had I not had that experience with New York. But I can speak about my experiences. And so I invite those people who may not know about Chicago and Detroit to come and give us some of that information about how things are working in your communities as well, because that's very important to add to the experience. Although I bring that topic up to say that I'm really looking forward to having many different diverse populations of people to come in and involve their experiences to help others understand what is working in your communities and what isn't, so that we can use this as an opportunity to make some changes and help some people. In addition to that discussion, on the 28th, we'll be having a discussion about black women. I am everyone, and how does the superwoman complex contribute to mental health? Black Sister Talk will address perfectionism and the toll it takes on the black woman attempting to have it all. Black women do so much, yet receive so little in return. And so, for all of my sisters that are experiencing the hardship of being a mother, being a caregiver, being a provider, being the head of your household, and being all things to others, coming back to this question that I even started to show off with today, are you comfortable in the skin you're in? It's kind of hard to be in the same space at the same time. And so that would be a great opportunity for sisters to vent and to breathe and to work on other coping skills and look at things in other ways and gathering that knowledge from women who have been where you have been. Because parenting has been absent for most. And so we address those things too. We can't heal if we don't acknowledge the pieces of us that are broken. Now, I'm not going to get too deep on it, but I would like to share something with you guys before I let you go today, because it was something that was sent to me and I thought it was awesome, and it was pretty much something that told me to send it on to someone else. And so I'm gonna send it on to you guys on today. Okay? So I'll be going back from two people, me and God. So me says, hey, God. God says, hello, my love. Me, I'm falling apart. Can you put me back together? God, I would rather not. Me, I send God an energy with a thinking face, because in that moment I'm confused. God stands back and says, because you are not a puzzle. What about all the pieces of my life that are falling down onto the ground? God says, let them stay there for a while. They fell off for a reason. Take some time and decide if you need any of those pieces back. Me, I say, you don't understand. I'm breaking down. God says, no, you don't understand. You are breaking through. What you are feeling is just growing pains. You are shedding the things and the people in your life that are holding you back. You are not falling apart. You are falling into place. Relax. Take some deep breaths and allow those things you don't need anymore to fall off of you. Quit holding on to the pieces that don't fit anymore. Let them fall off. Let them go. Me, once I start doing that, what will be left in me? God says only the very best pieces of you. God, I keep telling you, you are not changing. You are becoming. Me becoming who? Becoming who I created you to be. Son of light and love and charity and hope and courage and joy and mercy and grace and compassion. I made you for more than the shallow pieces of you you have decided to adorn yourself with that you cling to with such greed and fear. Let those things fall off of you. I love you. Don't change. Become. 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 Become who I made you to be. I'm going to keep telling you this until you remember it. Me. There goes another piece. Yep, you let it be. Me. So I'm not broken, God.
30 seconds.
No, but you are breaking down like the dawn. It's a new day. Become. Become. Are you ready to become?
10 seconds.
And if so, keep coming back to check us out every Saturday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Black Sister Talk, where you can breathe.
Okay,
I'm your host, Melinda Chambers, and it's been real. Thank you.
Yeah, this system, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, this system will cut you off.
No problem. I seen the countdown. I was looking at it the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And I was just getting a feel of the content. But the thing that
gotcha.
Was going on, that beeping sound was a distraction. I don't know what that sound is, like where it's coming from.
But it wasn't going, it's not going out on the air.
No, it's not going out, but I don't think so. But I can hear it.
And
what
that,
is
that? You see the question mark and the blue here? That
mm-hmm.
was me called. I called, and I was trying to let you know that this is what happens when somebody calls, and they point.
Mm-hmm.
That's letting you know that they want to talk. And that's probably where that distraction was coming from. Can you hear me now?
I see that. Yeah, I can hear you. And I can see that little question mark thing there, too.
Yeah. That means somebody has a question they want to ask. And so what you have to do is ask periodically if there's any question in Mass 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's it. And then at the conclusion of the program, we hit end the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then